Well, good morning. If you don't mind, I want to go to the Lord in prayer to start with. And I'll just be honest, I'm really nervous this morning, which is kind of unusual for me. So I'm really excited about that, to be honest. But I just really want to go to the Lord in prayer and just pray that He calms me and speaks to us all. Dear Heavenly Father, You're the great and mighty King. Lord, You have always existed. And Father, in Your knowledge, You brought forth this world. You spoke it into existence. And even before that happened, You knew our days. You knew us. Lord, You knew that this morning we would be here to worship You. Father, that truly is our desire. To worship You for who You are. And to worship You for what You've done in our lives. Above all things, Lord, we need You. So often, I know for me, we go after food or drink or clothes or houses. And we pursue these temporal things and all we need is You. Lord, help us not just this morning, but at all times to seek first the kingdom of God and Your righteousness. So, Father, I ask this morning as we look into what it is and what it means to know You, that You would reveal Yourself to us. Because I'll be honest, to speak on knowing You is something that I feel so frail in doing because You are so vast and so amazing. So Lord, just use me as Your servant. And Father, I pray that it is Your word that is heard and not me. Speak to us now this morning. Reveal Yourself to us, because as I said, above all things, You are all that we need and all that we desire this morning. It's in Your precious and holy name I pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. I don't know if you've ever been to a golf shop. I kind of love going to golf shops because I love golf, and they have all these fun clubs, and every year they come out with new technology so you can hit the ball further or hit it straighter, and I need both of those because normally I hit mine so crooked that it doesn't go very far. But you go to these golf shops, and they have most of the time in the back or sometimes off to the side a driving range, an indoor driving range. And you go over there, and they have all the different clubs, especially the drivers, all the different big clubs so you can hit really far. And they do that so when you go over there, one thing happens. The club, you swing, you hit the ball, and because you're actually only hitting it about 10 feet, it feels like you hit it a mile. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. This is what I want. I need this club now. Look, it even went where I was hitting it 10 feet from here. It was the perfect shot. If I had this, I would shoot 15 strokes shorter on my game. They do that so that you would go and buy the club, that it wets your whistle, so to speak, so much that you can't leave the store without it. I actually did that last weekend, except it was with a bow. I went to Cabela's. I'm like, you know, I like to search for stuff, especially when I'm spending that much money. I go 3-4 times. You can ask my wife before I buy something. It drives her crazy because I go and look at the same thing over and over and over. When we go to Cabela's, what do? I like this club. I mean, this bow. Well, come over here and shoot it. Shot it once. I'm buying this bow. I shot it twice. I'm definitely buying this bow. I shot it 3 times. I'm pulling out my wallet and go, where do I pay? Well, today as we look into the book of John, and as we look at through some an overview, and it really is a brief overview of the book of John, I hope that it whets your whistle to know God more. And the book of John is one of my favorite books that When we go door to door or when I go on mission trips, I always like to take with me books of John and hand out to people. Because as they read the book of John, and you can read in John chapter 20, about verse 30, that it was written so that they may believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and believing on Him might have eternal life. And so I want to get the book of John in their hand. And so the book of John is a great book for us to know God. And it's very important for us to know God. In fact, I think knowing God is the single most important thing in our life. In all things, knowing God. Last time I preached, I talked about how we are been given the ministry of reconciliation, that we are to be on mission, that we are to be sharing Christ with other people, but so that they may know Him. And as important as that is, and believe me, I love missions. I love evangelism. I love sharing about my God. I need to know Him first. First and foremost, if I don't know God, I can't share Him with someone else. And so knowing God is the single most important thing in our life. Why? Why is that so important? The primacy of knowing God, I want to look at two different reasons why that is so important. One, for eternal life. In John chapter 17, verse 3, "And this is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent." This morning in our equipping hour, we were trying to build a bridge between two tables, the kids were, and we were using Legos. And we just didn't have enough Legos. Well, that's what it's like here on earth. There is an abyss that is, you can read in Lazarus and the Rich Man, that you cannot cross that abyss, no matter how much time or how much good works or whatever you do, you cannot cross that. Only through Christ can we have eternal life. And so it's important for us to know Christ so that we can have eternal life. Secondly, it's important to know Christ for perseverance. Daniel 11:32, "Those who do wickedly against the covenant, He shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." And talking about that, the end times are coming, and it's kind of talking about those different things. And during that time, there's going to be great trials and tribulations. And to persevere because they know God. And for us to persevere, we must know God. Because when we know their God or we know our God, we shall be strong and carry out great exploits. That is, that we will live for Him boldly and radically. We will persevere. We need to know God so we can persevere in this life. I'm sorry. The last is for sanctification. We need to know God for sanctification so that we might be sanctified. Jaden, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Philippians 1, 9-11. "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in the knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." When we know God, God is sanctifying us every day. The more we know Him, the more He sanctifies us. That is making Him like Christ. And that is our goal in life, is to be like Christ. We must know God. As the people of God, we must know God. J.I. Packer, in his book, Knowing God, makes this statement: "Knowing about God is crucially important for the living of our lives. As it would be cruel to an Amazonian tribesman to fly him to London, put him down without explanation in Trafalgar Square, and leave him, as one who knew nothing of English or England, to fend for himself. We are cruel to ourselves if we try to live in this world without knowing about the God whose world it is, and who runs it. The world becomes strange, mad, painful place, and life in it a disappointment, disappointing and unpleasant business. For those who do not know about God, disregard the study of God, and you send it yourselves to stumble and blundered through life blindfolded, as it were, with no sense of direction and no understanding of what surrounds you. This way, you can waste your life and lose your soul. Knowing God is of utmost importance. In fact, I believe it's the most important thing in our life is for us to know God. So how can we know God? We can know God by knowing His Son. In Hebrews chapter 1, starting in verse 1, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory, the express image of His person, upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. When we know, as Pastor Todd said earlier, when we know Christ, we know God. And so we can know God by knowing His Son. That's where we're going to head in John in just a minute. But also by reading His Word. 1 John 1, 1 through 19. And all of us know this beginning of this book. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word